My neighborhood school was in walking distance. I used to walk to school and walk home from school, so it was very close. I'd been going to school with those kids since preschool. They lived in my, most of them lived in my neighborhood. I've been friends with them for a very long time. So to have to go from my neighborhood school to West County, it just, it felt like I was going out of town. I mean, that's how long the ride was. Of course, going into the school, it was very different. My prior experience, I'd only gone to school with African-American kids. All of my teachers in the Catholic school, most of them had been white, not all of them, but most of them were white, but had never gone to school with white kids before, had never been friends with white kids before. So that was very different. I think the hardest part for me was being at my Catholic school. My teachers knew me. They knew me from the time I was in preschool, you know, until I was seventh grade. So they knew me very well. They knew what I was capable of. They pushed me, you know, they affirmed me as a student. And then I went into a situation where I was not known. I was part of a group, and I don't necessarily think I was being seen as an individual. And so having to figure out at such a young age how to make myself be seen as an individual and not as a piece of a group, that was difficult. When I first started, I got my schedule and followed it and found I was in all these basic classes. And then one of my teachers got my schedule changed. The next day it was a math teacher, I'll never forget him. He got my schedule and he said, "You don't belong in this class." And he got my entire schedule changed. And so I think that that was a blessing. That didn't happen for a lot of kids. I did not have any trouble making friends because I was very involved in my school. Now, when you say friends, there were two groups of friends. You know, it wasn't, there were friends you had in class, and then there were friends that you had outside of class. And so it was, and you just come to live with that. You just understand that that's just kind of, you were living in two different worlds. And so I felt comfortable in my classes. I felt comfortable speaking up, being involved in my classes, being involved in my school. But I also knew that most of those people I would not be socializing with outside of school. And that's for lots of reasons. I mean, there are social reasons, distance, you know, there was just a lot of reasons why that just, that didn't happen. I think overall, for me, it was a positive experience. I think my life would be very different if I had not taken, first of all, I met my husband in the program. So we have three kids. My sister met her husband in the program. So a lot of our good friends are friends we made in high school. The number was so small, you know, there were so few of us that the connections we made were very close connections, and those have lasted over time. And so I think that that's probably the greatest thing I took from there was my relationships and friendships that were made through this program. I think also it prepared me to for college, not just academically, but to be able to navigate socially and learn how to work with people who are very different from me and be comfortable in that setting and those surroundings. I mean, I think for people of color who are professionals, most of the time you find yourself in an environment where everybody does not look like you. So I think that it prepared me to be able to work and be around and be productive in environments that may be more diverse.